Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. The Great Pyramid of Giza. This impressive pyramid, located in the city of Giza, is the largest pyramid in Egypt and the tallest ancient pyramid in the world. It is believed to have been built as a tomb around 2560 BC or BCE for the Egyptian pharaoh named Khufu or Cheops. This is why you may also hear this pyramid called the Pyramid of Khufu or the Pyramid of Cheops. It is the oldest of the seven wonders of the ancient world, and the only one to remain largely intact. Initially standing at about 147 meters, or 480 feet tall, the Great Pyramid was the tallest man-made structure in the world for more than 3,800 years. If you are ever asked if the Great Pyramid is taller than it is wide, make sure you say no. At ground level, the width of each side is about 1.6 times longer than the height of the pyramid. Let's keep these fun facts rolling. The pyramid was built with about 2.3 million stone blocks, which were an average weight of 2.5 tons each. The largest stone block in the pyramid is quite massive, weighing about 80 tons. These stone blocks were held in place with about 500,000 tons of mortar. Overall, this results in the total weight of the pyramid being about 6 million tons. So how long did it take the Egyptians to build such a monumental structure? Most agree that it was a 20-year endeavor, which, if true, means that they must have moved 12 stone blocks into place every hour, night and day. All right, let's now find out what some of the ancient historians had to say about this pyramid. As expected, this massive structure was not ignored by ancient historians. Although they often disputed each other and relied on questionable sources, they did get some facts correct about the Great Pyramid, but they also got some things wrong. One of the first major historians to mention the pyramid was the ancient Greek historian Herodotus. He wrote about it around 430 BC, which was about 2,000 years after it was built. So this is not exactly a first-hand account. His information would have been from a variety of indirect sources, such as Egyptian officials, priests, locals, Greek immigrants, and others. He wrote that the Great Pyramid was built for Khufu, who was a tyrannical king. Here is how he described the pharaoh. Quote, "Before Khufu was king, they told me, there was nothing but orderly rule in Egypt, and the land prospered greatly. But then Khufu became king over them and brought them to every kind of suffering. He closed all the temples, and he kept the priests from sacrificing there. Then he forced all the Egyptians to work for him. Some were ordered to bring stones from the stone quarries in the Arabian mountains all the way to the Nile, and others he forced to receive the stones after they'd been carried over the river in boats, and to bring them to the Libyan mountains. End quote. The Greeks often viewed such grand buildings as the result of the cruel exploitation of the people. Herodotus further states that 100,000 laborers worked on the building in 3-month shifts, taking 20 years to build it. He also described an inscription on the outside of the pyramid which indicated the amount of radishes, garlic, and onions that the workers would have eaten while working on the pyramid. Around 60 BC, another ancient Greek historian, Diodorus, wrote about the Great Pyramid. Diodorus wasn't a fan of Herodotus, claiming Herodotus told marvelous tales and myths. Diodorus estimated the number of workers necessary to erect the Great Pyramid at about 360,000, which was almost 4 times more than Herodotus reported. They both did agree that it took about 20 years to build, was probably built under forced labor conditions, and that some type of strange menu for the workers was etched on the outside of it. Although long since eroded, Diodorus did describe that the pyramid was still covered with smooth casing stones during his lifetime. He speculated that the pyramid was built with the help of ramps, since no lifting tools had yet been invented. He explained that the ramps were removed after the structure was completed, so that would explain why there are no ramps there now. Around 25 BC, the Greek historian Strabo may have been the first to widely report the presence of an entry point and a passageway inside the pyramid. The English translation of his writings include this statement, quote, "At a moderate height in one of the sides is a stone which may be taken out. When that is removed, there is a passage to the tomb." End quote. This may indicate that plundering of the contents of the pyramid may have already started by this time. Around 77 AD or CE, the Roman historian Pliny the Elder shared his curious thoughts about the Great Pyramid, which he referred to as a memorial of vanity. He argued that the structure had been created as a way to protect the riches of the pharaoh. Or, he mused, it was just a way to keep the lower classes occupied. He also postulated his own theories of how the large stones were moved into place. He suggested, "That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.